be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners, a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and for the rest of the hour, they're going to be your views, because it's Open Line Wednesday. And if you're out there in the audience, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to, our telephone number to call is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be glad to talk about whatever you'd like. Or right now, I'm just going to mention that on the 3rd of March, I'm going to be speaking at the Health of Freedom Expo and at the Long Beach Convention Center. That's the Health Freedom Expo at the Long Beach Convention Center. I'll actually have a booth there. I'll be there the afternoon of the 1st and 2nd of March, and then I'll be there on the 3rd of March, but I'll be speaking on the morning of the 3rd of March. And if you're in that area and you're interested, why, I would love to see you. So that's, again, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March at the Long Beach Convention Center for the Health Freedom Expo. And then, of course, I thought maybe we'd just start out talking a little bit about Obamacare. And I've been reading a book on Obamacare, and this is really the most incredible thing. It's 2,500, and I think it's 72 pages, something like that, 2,000. Nobody in Congress read it, and basically, of course, it was brought in at the very last minute. And this was a slam-dunk situation to destroy medical care in America. And under the name of, oh, we're going to be sure everybody has coverage, it is designed to actually dramatically cut back on the payment to hospitals, dramatically cut back on the payment to doctors, dramatically certainly restrict the treatment that is available for elderly citizens. And if you are certainly on Medicare, you first of all cannot get other insurance. You can't buy other insurance today, and you're not going to be able to buy other insurance. If you want medical care for something of a serious context, after, and I don't know whether the cutoff is going to be at 80 years of age or 85 years of age or at 65 years of age, but I will tell you one thing, and that is, of course, that people are living too long today. And they've lied to us. They told us that they could provide health care. And I know when I was practicing medicine and Medicare came in, I repeatedly said, this is not going to work. And the experts and the people in organized medicine said, sure, it's going to work. They'll give you a permanent, a usual and customary fee. Usual and customary fee for yourself. Usual and customary fee for the hospitals. And it's going to be better than you've ever seen it before. Well, of course, we took care of a lot of patients for nothing. We took care of them out of the county hospital. We didn't get care paid, but that wasn't what was important. As a physician, we wanted to get patients better. And if we got paid, fine. If we didn't get paid, well, we got paid fairly well so that we could afford to take care of a lot of people who couldn't afford medical care. And nobody went without medical care. I can only think of one instance where there was a situation where somebody couldn't get medical care. And that was a tragic situation, and the timing was off on that one patient. But other than that, why, of course, people got excellent medical care, whether they could afford it or not, but it was done at the county hospitals and financed locally. Well, that's all gone now. They've done away with the county hospitals, or done away with most of them. And the federal government has been funding this, and now they don't have the money. And they're head over heels in debt, and they've stolen all the money from the Medicare fund, and we're in for some difficult times. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 464-8295. It's open lines. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 464-8295.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we're going to just start out talking about this Obamacare, which is going to be an abomination. And it's designed specifically to destroy the practice of medicine and kill off our elderly people. Today in England, with a socialized medical system, and there's somewhere between 40 and 50 million people, probably 50 million people in the British Isles, and exclusive of Ireland. Basically, why they're killing about 120 million senior citizens a year. But you don't have to take my word for it. Go up certainly on the internet and go to your search engine and type in a British medical system kills 120 120,000 senior citizens a year. And you'll find that this is really true. 120,000 senior citizens a year are simply killed over there. They get in the hospital. They take away food and water. They don't treat them. And it's a terrible catastrophe. A lot of people in England are afraid to go to the hospital because they know that they won't come out alive. And so they'd rather die at home than die in the hospital. And if they're seriously ill, they just don't go to the hospital. Even though if they had adequate medical care, they could be cured and gotten a few more years out of life. They could be very productive years for older people. But you see, there is an agenda there in England, and they take away food and water. And it's already beginning here. It's under the guise of something called comfort care. Comfort care. Go up on the internet, look up the word phrase comfort care, and people are going into the hospital now, and if they think that they may not do very well, or they simply take away their food and water, or they give them narcotics and they die in a day or two. And this really is happening here in the United States. It's not happening in all the hospitals. Some of the hospitals are still trying to do the best they can, but certain private hospitals, especially with the way the system is set up, and they call it DRGs, at least that's what they used to call it. And basically a DRG was a flat rate, whether the patient was with the hospital for a day or for 20 days, that's all they were going to pay. So you were a lot better off if they died in 1 or 2 days and they hung around 20 days. And then, of course, with the new system, if they end up going home, why, of course, the hospital is going to be docked and penalized for that. This system is going to be a nightmare. The doctors are not going to be able to treat patients as they think that they should be treated. They're going to have to treat them the way the government wants them treated. And people who've never seen that patient certainly are going to make the decision as to whether the patient is treated and how they're treated. Well, we've got Charles calling us from Rochester. Rochester Hills, Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But Obamacare is certainly a plan for genocide. They're going to kill off the elderly, but you have to understand, this is really what it's all about. This is what they do in socialist countries. And since there's no outcry from organized medicine, why? Because organized medicine was taken over a long time ago by the Brotherhood of Darkness. This is the leadership of the organized dentistry and the teachers and the unions. Tragically, of course, there's nobody to speak for the average patient. I know I've been part of organized medicine for years. And I certainly was involved at one time just trying to introduce standard and effective public health measures to stop the spread of AIDS, which would have saved hundreds of thousands of lives here in America and millions of lives throughout the world. And organized medicine was intent upon allowing that disease to spread. Why? Because it's primarily in America a disease of homosexuals. Almost half of all the people who contract the disease in the United States are homosexuals. And of course, it's also designed to kill off blacks. Those are the two major groups. If you look at the statistics on this, you'll find what I'm telling you is true. And the fact that nobody else will tell you this is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. And let's go to Charles at Rochester Hills. Hi, Charles.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Stan?
I'm doing just fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, couple things. The Valentine's Day, you know, Dr. Stan, you're just like a wine that just gets better as it goes on. Is happy Valentine's Day, and I hear your birthday is coming up, too.
So all right, it is coming up, and I appreciate it. Thank you for the happy Valentine's Day wish. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, wanted to talk about the Obamacare. You still there, Dr.
Yes,
Stan?
I sure am. Go ahead, Charles.
Okay. Yeah, all right. So, yeah, it's just amazing to me that we're supposedly going to get this Obamacare that's going to be so good for everybody. But, you know, I don't know all the details, but I'm hearing things, and some of the stuff I'm hearing is that the employers are going to cut people's hours down to 29 hours. I don't understand that because they can barely afford to live now on the you know, with the cost of everything, and most people don't make that much money. You know, if not everybody makes $50,000 a year, most of the people don't make that much money. So, you know, how it seems like it's going to be a bad deal all the way around.
Well, but Charles, Charles, you have to understand that the way this law is written is if you hire somebody for more than 30 hours a week, you have to provide medical care for them. So they're going to certainly have people hired for 28-9 hours a week. And then, of course, they'll have their major staff on full time. But these people then will get one job working for one company, and many of them may try to get a job working for somebody else. But the whole system is designed to create all sorts of problems. Now, basically, this stipulates if you have over 50 employees, you have to carry this. So a lot of people are going to cut back their employees to 49, or they're not going to hire if they want to expand. They're going to stop expanding it at 49 at 49 employees. So they'll set up another company. There are always ways around this, and then you must understand that a lot of the major companies are exempted from this. And if you've given enough money to the Democrat Party or Obama, or slipped him a little envelope underneath the table, why, of course, he will exclude you. And there are really hundreds, I think several hundred companies that are excluded from this, and they're not required to provide this. But basically, of course, what they're going to do is massively expand the Medicaid program, which is an inferior care program. But actually, the doctors will get paid more for taking care of Medicaid patients than they do for taking care of Medicare patients. And if you are a senior citizen, you're going to have a very difficult time finding any doctor who will look after you. But go right ahead, Charles. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but I will tell you that most doctors are just going to quit, or they're not going to take Medicare patients. You're going to have so much paperwork for this. The fines and imprisonment for not doing exactly what you're told with a patient, that is your responsibility, and the government may not allow you to treat them the way you should be. A lot of doctors are just going to say, I'm not going to do it. They're going to drop out. And so then they're going to have nurse practitioners. They're going to have people with very little medical training coming in and taking care of the citizens. God help us. Go right ahead, Charles. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead.
Yeah, I believe that it's not going to work. People can't survive on 29 hours. There won't be enough jobs for them to all get two jobs, and they can't. You know, and so that's going to devastate the economy.
But you see, that's what they really want to do. They want to devastate our economy. I mean, Barack Obama is not an American. He does not have an American long-form birth certificate. He's using a phony draft card. He's using a phony Social Security number to somebody in Connecticut who'd long since died. Why is he doing all of those things? Because he's not an American. This is fraudulent. The fact you're not hearing about this on the major media simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But remember, Barack Obama is the front man for what I call the invisible government, the brotherhood of darkness, the ruling elite, the power elite, the people who really run America. Barack Obama does what he's told to do, and if he didn't, then send him on a trip to Dallas. But what they really want to do is grind down this country to lower the living standards of the individual. They do not want to destroy this country because they want to use our financial and military power to bring about the world government and expand our corporations to control other nations. But there are other things at work here that are even far more powerful than the elite who run the world. But go ahead, Charles.
Yeah, I believe, Dr. Stan, that one of the things that comes to mind about this is the children are really going to suffer because they're already suffering now, and it's going to make things worse. And these young married, couples are having a very difficult time getting by, and these children aren't being taken care of the way they need to, and this is going to make that situation far worse. And so the leadership is only showing that they care about something else other than the children and their education. And with this gun thing, they're acting like know, they care about the kids, but it's got nothing to do with the kids, because if they cared about the kids back in Columbine or way back over there, they would have had solutions that would have took care of this, and they really haven't done anything, and they really don't intend to, and it's got nothing to do with taking care of the kids or educating the kids or doing the right thing. They another agenda.
Oh, you're absolutely right, Charles. I'm going to have to let you go because we're getting the board filled up. But basically, if they really cared about the children, they wouldn't have these gun-free zones in our schools. There'd be somebody there with a gun to protect the children. We live in a society where we have an increasing number of people who are irresponsible. And believe me, taking away the guns away from law-abiding citizens is not going to protect the children. We need somebody to protect them, and we need to be able to protect ourselves. And we have to ask, why does every communist want to disarm the American people?
Your body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it, taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, that's 464-8295. And we have Barbara calling from Aptos, and she's saying that there's new legislation before Congress that is going to require every Internet company, everybody who sells anything on the Internet, will now have to be paying a local sales tax in any community or state or county where there is a sales tax. Now, there are about 9,000 of those, so you will have to be able then to know what the sales tax is in all 9,000 communities, and you will have to pay that at the end of the year under federal legislation. Now, it's bad enough now, certainly we live in California, but of course we have to, if we buy something on the Internet, we have to actually pay a sales tax to our own state. That's just the way that the law was. But this other legislation before Congress now will require certainly anybody who's selling on the Internet, any company or store, to actually then pay at the end of the year a tax, sales tax. Well, you could do that. You'd have to add that into your cost. But then, of course, what you're going to have to do is know the tax in 9,000 different communities. How would you know that? Well, you wouldn't. And it certainly would take you, maybe an hour to figure out what it was in Podunk. And then, of course, you'd have to do that 9,000 times. Basically, this is designed to destroy the Internet sales. Barbara, one time, give that website out one more time.
Okay, it is www.atr.org/?content=, and it looks like an equal sign, but if you just go there, and then no Internet tax, all one word, no Internet tax.
And I think if people understand that this is really designed to destroy the infrastructure of our society and Internet sales, if you understand these people are not stupid. They're not stupid when they came up with a 2,572-page Obamacare legislation, which nobody had actually read, which of course is going to force employers to have less than people working less than 30 hours a week, and certainly to keep their workforce below 50 people. Get certainly over 30 hours a week or over 50 people, why you have to provide Obamacare, and it will simply bankrupt you, so people aren't going to do it. Anything else you want to say, Barbara, before we let you go?
No, it's just another one of those things. I think it was Nancy Pelosi said, we have to sign this bill into law so we'll know what it has to say.
Yeah, but it's even worse when you find out what it does have to say.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm being, facetious. You don't sign a bill into law unless you know what it says.
But nobody had read it. There's not one person in Congress who read it, including Nancy Pelosi.
I'm not saying this law. I mean, she just talks about, the different laws that have to be, we need to pass this law so we'll know what it has to say. You're supposed to read the law before you sign it.
But they didn't give them an opportunity. They brought it in late at nighttime, and so they were going to vote on it that night. Here's a 2,572-page bill. And as you brought in, they got about 2 hours to read it. They knew nobody was going to read it. It was simply put through something on a party basis. And if it belonged to the Democrat Party and you didn't vote for it, why, they would get you. But what people don't understand, there was a lot of Republicans who voted for it, too, or it never could have gone through. Barbara, God bless you. Thanks very much.
Okay. Now, which is the one other thing, too, is the fact that what they do is they have these great big long laws in which nobody can read in the time required. And what they do then is they tack on something at the end of that, which has absolutely nothing to do with that law, but something else. And once that has been passed, it goes into law, like they did with the Codex Alimentarius, trying to put that through because they tacked that on to something that had absolutely nothing to do with pharmaceuticals.
And because it used to be that was against the law, probably still is, but the people back in Washington, D.C. don't believe in the laws. They certainly don't believe in the Constitution. But we have some of the finest elected legislators that money could buy.
Okay, thank you very much. Just wanted to let people know, that was going on back there.
God bless, and thanks so much. And I'm going to ask Sydney Jeannie from Tri-Cities to hang on. We'll be right back here in just a moment here. Well, we have somebody calling, though. Let's see. We have Susan from Freedom. Well, let's go to a Jeannie from Tri-Cities. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Jeannie, how are we doing?
Oh, doing okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. It's good to hear from you. Have a question or comment?
Yes, I want your opinion because I listen to you every day. But I have a question about what's your thoughts about this Pope standing down? Do you know anything about, because I've been frantically looking through the Word of God, and I'm not really seeing anything, and I kind of stay out of Revelation because it's kind of over my head. So
Well, basically, this is probably one of the most significant things that's happened in a long time. Why now, why at the end of this month, is the Pope going to resign? And I'll be back here in just a minute to tell you, I think.
Okay. Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Sophia, we have with us, is it Janae from Tri-Cities? Is that the right pronunciation?
Yes.
Janae?
Yes.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Janae is saying that she's read the Bible and she doesn't find anything in there about the Pope resigning, and it isn't come from the Bible. Basically, it comes from ancient Catholic prophecies. Back in the 1100s, there was a Jesuit priest who became a saint. He was eventually a sainted. His name was Malachi. And Father Malachi had visions. And he had a vision of all of the subsequent popes of the Catholic Church, 112 popes of the Catholic Church. And at the end of that time, at the 112 churches, Catholic popes, why, of course, there would be a tremendous cataclysmic event. the Vatican in Rome would be destroyed, and of course there would be dramatic changes. Now, this was 1100. Basically, of course, the original manuscript couldn't be found, but there are copies of the manuscript from about the 1500s that tell this story. If you go to the Vatican, they have one large room there where they have the pictures of all of the popes. And there's room for just one more picture. The pictures of all of the popes up to the time of right now, and certainly Pope Benedict is there, and then, of course, there's to be one more pope. According to the prophecies, his name will be Peter. Now, they're considering four cardinals to replace Pope Benedict. Two of them are named Peter. Could that simply have happened by accident? Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. Maybe they won't pick the pope named Peter, but I wouldn't bet against it at this point. Under any circumstances, this is the first time in 600 years that a pope has simply resigned. Usually they die in office. Certainly Pope John Paul II was very, very feeble, but he actually stayed on, and certainly some other popes have been actually killed in office. In fact, certainly at the time when, of course, John Paul II was actually elected just before that, that had the conclave that cardinals had gotten together, and that selected a different pontiff. They selected a different pope, and as this gentleman was on the way up to the podium to accept the papacy, somebody handed him a note, and it said, "If you accept the papacy, you and your entire family will be killed." Well, that was certainly enough to show that he actually backed away from that, and it did not do that. You could actually, I think that story, Father Malachi Martin, tells that story in the four CD set we have on the Jesuits. So it's well worthwhile hearing. And basically, of course, then Pope John Paul II was elected. So basically now Bernadette is planning on resigning, or Benedict, I should say, is planning on resigning. I think that there's got to be some cataclysmic changes. Janae, I don't know what they are, but I will tell you the whole world is in turmoil. I certainly were told, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. We're told that they're going in the latter days. We're told that there will be no America. That America is mentioned in the scriptures, but Babylon is. Babylon the Great, the center of all economic activity and the center of finance. In fact, if you read the scriptures and you go and look up in your concordance Babylon, and specifically in Revelation, you'll find out that suddenly this Babylon the Great is the financial center of the world. And the merchants of the world weep because, of course, they can't buy or sell because the financial center has been destroyed. America is the financial center. Well, if you look and see what's happening from an economic point of view today, America is bankrupt. Our real debt is not $16.5 trillion. It's closer to about $86 trillion. If you go to John Williams' website, that's shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com, we will never pay off our debt. I think the whole structure is going to break down. And I think it's going to happen fairly rapidly, whether it's this year or next year, I don't know. But it's an exciting time to know the Lord, and we're going to have to trust Him more and more, Janae. Anything else you'd like to ask?
Well, a while back I heard that, I don't know where I heard this from, but it kind of stuck with me, but I heard Christians talk about how in the end times that the Pope of the end times will be like the false prophet to the Antichrist. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have, and it may very well be the case. And I believe, of course, that it may well be that the next pope will either be the last pope, or maybe he'll be the last pope, and then comes the Antichrist.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. I just really appreciate your knowledge, and I listen to you every night.
God bless you. Thanks so much. I appreciate your listening. Bye-bye. Okay,
bye-bye.
Fine. Let's go to Bruce, who's calling from Durant, Michigan. And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Bruce, how are we doing?
Okay. Still got that viral infection here. I saw my doctor tonight. He called it an atelectasis in my lung. He couldn't hear my lungs on my right side. So I'm taking medicine for
it. Okay, fine. Go ahead.
Okay, anyway, I got a devil's advocate question here. I know they mistreat older people that go to the hospital. My mom is 88. Last time she was there, they put a Exelon patch, which is a small brown patch for dementia, on her knee, and a Lidoderm patch, which is a pain patch for arthritis, on her back. And I just stared in unbelief when I saw it. I thought, what the Sam Hill, you know, the great big old white Lidoderm patch on her back, where the Exelon patch should be, and the little brown Exelon patch is on her knee. I can't imagine the stupidity of, or the carelessness of doing it. Here's my devil's advocate question. Now, won't healthcare providers, you know, quote unquote, won't they need Medicare money? Won't they need to keep us older people alive? I'm 60 now. Won't they need to keep older people alive just to keep on getting the Medicare money? They can't just kill us all off.
Well, basically, you're talking now the hospital or the government? Which you're
speaking? The hospital.
Well, basically, the hospital gets paid. They get a flat fee. They don't get paid for, you know, everything they do for you. They get paid a flat rate, whether they're a day or whether they're a month. If you were getting paid to say whether a person was there for a day or a month, which would you prefer?
A day.
All right, fine. And basically, of course, if you're too sick to get out in a day, and it looks like you're going to be around for a month and they're going to lose money, what would be the advantage? What would you do if you simply were not a Christian and concerned and compassionate about senior citizens? You'd kill them. That's what they're doing in the hospitals in England today. And you can check it out on the Internet, and they've already started it here. It's called comfort care. Look on the Internet under comfort care, okay?
Well, do a calculation. If they kill off 50% of the people over 70, or even just over 65, in a couple of year period, won't they lose a bunch of money from Medicare?
No, they won't. Basically, they lose money. Medicare certainly is they, first of all, they don't have any money in the Medicare fund. And what they really want to do is, of course, use the money. They're coming into Medicare. They're going to take about half of the Medicare money, and they're going to put that into Medicaid so they can find medical care for the younger people so everybody will have inferior medical care. But it is their advantage to kill off the elderly, and they will be able to simply withhold care, and they will tell the doctors how to practice. Somebody back in Washington, D.C., who's never seen the patient, will tell the doctor what to do, and if he doesn't do it, why he can be fined or imprisoned.
Yeah. Well, I just had that devil's advocate question.
Well, does that answer your question? Because basically they will make money if they kill you.
Yeah, I can see that. But at a certain point, though, they'd run out of people to kill.
Well, at a certain point they will. But, of course, remember, there are 10,000 people a day retiring today, 10,000 people a day. So
I'm retired now myself.
Okay, well, I mean, you're 65. You're just a young person. Wait till you get to be over 80, and, you know, you think about going in the hospital, and you don't know what you're going to get out alive.
Oh, my mom doesn't want to go in anymore.
Well, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else?
Okay, thanks a lot.
God bless. Okay, let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Hi there. Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to give a brief update on the dastardly efforts of people in the legislature to implement Obamacare in Idaho as in a state exchange.
Okay, what's happening out in Idaho?
Well, last week, it was Senate Bill 1042 was voted out of committee, and it hasn't been voted on the full Senate yet.
Now, is that to actually allow the health care exchange or to block the health care exchange? It's implemented. Okay. Well, let's hope that they don't implement it. I will tell you, a lot of states said that they're just not going to do it.
And you 25. Better,
right. And basically, what you need to do is just drum up support and have them start calling your legislators and tell them if they vote to have the health care exchange, that's the end of their political career. And then don't just say it, begin organizing the people up there. We're going to have to start taking our communities back. Well, you said one precinct at a time, one block at a time. You said one city at a time, one county at a time. That's how we're going to take America back, because you can't influence Washington, D.C., because it's totally corrupt.
Indeed. I have a phone number. There's a very nice lady that will take dictation and will send three emails to both Idaho representatives and state senators. I know your program is widely heard here in Kootenai County.
Well, you go right ahead and put it out there.
Yeah, the phone number to call in Boise is 208-332-1000. And I'm going to repeat that a couple of times.
You repeat it a couple of times because you have to repeat it so people can write it down. What's the number again?
208-332-1000.
Okay, very good. So basically, you call that number, they'll go ahead and they'll send the emails in for you.
Yeah, and you want to tell them no on an Obamacare-style exchange. Also, there's an online petition at idahofreedom.net. That's idahofreedom.net, and that accomplishes a similar thing, only in the form of an email.
Okay, very good. Well, I appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate your calling. Anytime you've got something important like this, that's why I do what I do. Remember, this is not a money-making proposition, but it's just to give people a voice. And one of the biggest problems we have is, how do we communicate with one another? Well, one means is by this radio station, and basically, as you know, the American Christian Network has four or five radio stations this time of night, and I think six in the afternoon. It reaches a lot of people there in the eastern part of Washington. We're just so grateful we have that outlet.
Yeah, that's 208-332-1000 and idahofreedom.net.
Idahofreedom.net, okay.
There's actually nine pivotal legislators. You want to remember legislator, I'll just mention last names: Barbieri, Morris, Vick, Henderson, Mendive, Nonini, Malik, Sims, and the guy that's really wobbly on this is Good.
Okay, fine. We'll put the pressure on him and call his office or send the emails or send faxes or write letters. But call him and besiege him and get all of your neighbors to call as well.
It's exceedingly close. The head counters say that it's just hanging on a thread. It's exceedingly close, and it might be one vote or two votes.
Okay, well, then that's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. If you really care, do not set up a health exchange there in Idaho.
Well, for one thing, it's going to set up a legal showdown, because in 2010 we enacted a law. It's called the Idaho Health Freedom Act of 2010, and it was originally designed as a firewall against Obamacare. And according to the Goldwater Institute, this federal law is in direct violation of that law.
Well, I'm sure it is, and basically, of course, you have to understand that people who really want to control your health care, don't let them do it. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Dee.
God bless you.
And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And hi, Dave. Dave calling from the great state of Washington. What part of Washington are you calling from?
Well, I live in Yakima, actually.
Okay, fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Oh, yes. I just wondered if you have read the last verse in the Old Testament in which God speaks to his people and says, "Behold, I will send my angel to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children, or turn the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I smite the earth with a curse." That's the final word in the Old Testament, God's final warning to the human race.
Would you mind repeating that to us?
Oh, yes. It says, "Behold, I will send my angel to turn the hearts of the children to their fathers, or the hearts of the fathers to their children, or I will smite the earth with a curse."
Well, I fear that the Lord is going to smite the earth with a curse, because if God is just, his justice is not going to sleep forever. And a nation that certainly popularizes homosexuality, where you have pedophile rings that go right into the White House, and that's the story of the Franklin cover-up. And of course, we did a program this morning on the pedophilia in Colorado, but we know that Matt Sandusky back there in Pennsylvania. Sandusky wasn't allowed to get away with that for 20 or 30 years in Pennsylvania. Obviously, there were a lot of people who knew what was going on and were certainly covering for him. We have a totally corrupt society where certainly between 42% and 50% of all Christian marriages end in divorce, because those are not real Christian marriages, because those who pray together stay together, we need more people praying together and really adhering to true Christianity. 40% certainly of all babies born in America are born out of wedlock. 70% of all black children are born out of wedlock. At one time, why? Because the black community was close to the Lord, but we've managed to destroy that. I think God's going to bring his judgment. Go ahead. What are your thoughts, Dave?
Exactly. And the reason for homosexuality is because the fatherless boys are seeking a male figure in their life, and actually they confuse it somehow with and then these gangs of fatherless boys running amok and shooting up the town. It's all the same, stems from the same problem.
I agree with you. We're in real trouble, but basically, of course, our job is to try to reach as many people as we can and turn them back to the Lord. That is the most important thing we can do, and that is the only hope for America. A great revival, the third great awakening. We had one in 1730. We had one in 1830. We need another one now, right now. Okay, anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
No.
All right, God bless. I appreciate that. And we'll get to Michael here in just a moment. And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program right here at Radio Liberty.
Body is composed of literally trillions of cells. Cells are the building blocks of energy and performance for your health and for the life you want to live. Nutritional Therapeutics, a trusted manufacturer of vitamin supplements, understands that when cells aren't operating at optimum levels, one of the immediate signs is an increase in fatigue. Propax is a daily multiple vitamin enhanced with our proprietary formula called NT Factor. Less fatigue equals more natural energy. Propax with NT Factor addresses cellular damage and gives you health from nature, energy from science. Call today at 1-800-982-9158. Try Propax with NT Factor. Call 1-800-982-9158. Order yours today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure, or prevent any disease. There is a disturbing trend here in these United States that is progressing unnoticed and without constraint. From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we have seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. Our founding fathers designed our three-part governmental system to have checks and balances upon each other. Each branch of the government has now taken upon itself power that was never intended for it to have. The judicial branch in particular needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. There you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan Michaels calling from Flint, Michigan, talking about iodine. How much should we have? Well, basically, of course, we sell something called iodorol. It's 12.5 milligrams of iodine, and that's the thing. Most people are getting about 1.2 milligrams. This is 12.5 milligrams, and I think that you need that much the way of iodine to saturate all of your tissues. So iodorol, if you'd like to get it, or you can call us at 1-800-544-8927. I take it. My wife takes it. Our son takes it. 12.5 milligrams of iodine, iodorol, a day. God bless. Thanks very much, Michael. Again, the number 1-800-544-8927. And here's, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there listening to us, and you're in a position to help, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or perhaps just certainly subscribe to our newsletter, or simply certainly get some of the books or tape sets or the other things we offer, all of it helps to keep us going. If you have something you'd like to advertise, we actually carry spices of all the crazy things. Why do we carry spices? Because they're great. We've been using them for 20 years, and we worked out a situation with the people who manufacture them, and the people who use these spices love them. We carry all sorts of health products, and whether it be iodorol, or whether it would be vitamin D, whether it be magnesium or selenium, or certainly grapeseed extract, or all sorts of things. If you'd like the list, you can get it off the internet, or call us at 1-800-544-8927. We carry the Miracle 2 soap products, and I would not be without the Miracle 2 gel. We put that on my hair every day, and we use it for all sorts of rashes and burns and herpes and everything imaginable. We simply put it on there, and it usually makes it feel better. And then, of course, we actually carry the Berkey water filters, and if you don't have a water filter, you really need to have one, and you need to get it now, because something big is afoot. And if you already have a Berkey water filter, you need to get extra filters, whether they would be the ceramic filters or the black Berkey filters. But begin preparing, because I believe very difficult times are coming. How soon? I don't know. It could be a matter of days, or weeks, or months, or years. But remember, you're far better off to be 6 months too early than one day late, because at that point, of course, the whole system begins to collapse, and you're not going to be able to get anything. But you need to remember, of course, we could have an EMP attack. If you've not actually heard our talk, Ambassador Henry Cooper's talk on the threat of an EMP attack, it's on DVD. And then, of course, you can get the 4-CD set on the threat of an EMP attack. Or the book, A Nation Forsaken, by Michael Maloof. A Nation Forsaken. Or we actually carry the 2004 Congressional Commission report on the danger of an EMP attack. They're all available from Radio Liberty. You need to understand this is not an imaginary threat. It could come from solar flares, and it's about time we go through cycles. And basically, the solar flares could simply wipe out the electricity in our nation, and it would be 1 to 3 years or more before we would be able to restore the electric grid, and you would be living as your great-grandparents did without electricity. You need to understand what this is about, the very real threat of an EMP attack. You need to get information on that, copy it, and get others to begin thinking about preparing themselves. And then, of course, we mention, of course, my talk on Agenda 21, the covert plan. I think it's rather well done, and it comes with a syllabus if you'd like to get it. We have another talk. It's called the planned population control. It's called Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And I just want to mention, if you live in Southern California, I will be talking at the Health Freedom Expo. The Health Freedom Expo is going to be at the Long Beach Convention Center on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March. That's pretty soon, the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March. And, of course, I will be talking on Thursday, by me, on the Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. But I'll be there the rest of the time at our booth. So if you're there, stop by the Long Beach Convention Center. Look forward to talking to you. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Oh, a land that's free. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver, and I'm going to ask Herman if he'll go ahead and pass Melody to us. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But as many of you know, I've been at this for over 50 years now, watching things and studying all the various aspects of what's going on. But one of the most significant things happening today is the progressive implosion of the world financial system. And you look over in Europe today, the only thing that's keeping certainly Greece and Portugal and Italy and Spain going is certainly massive loans from the European Central Bank. Where is the European Central Bank getting their money? Well, some of it may be coming from Germany, and the people in Germany are furious. Why should they work so hard so that the people down in the southern Mediterranean countries don't have to work? They have much more of a socialist system down there. And, of course, the people in Germany are having to subsidize that, and they don't like that at all. But basically, of course, most of the money I think that's being used to stabilize Europe is being sent from the Federal Reserve System. Everything is done in secret. We're not privy to what they're doing because we're just the common rabble. There is an elite that rules the world. They work through the central banks. They all interlock. And the Federal Reserve System is sending trillions of dollars to Europe to stabilize their condition. But what happens if the countries can't pay the money back? What happens, of course, when countries throughout the world certainly lose confidence in the American dollar? And certainly we know that the BRIC nations, that's Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, are beginning to set up separate trade blocks where they don't have to use the dollar as a means of exchange. And if the dollar ever ceases to be the exchange currency for the world, all those trillions of dollars out throughout the world will come flooding back into America and will simply bankrupt this nation. China is already bringing back large amounts of money into this country. They have certainly an awful lot of dollars over there. And what are they doing? They're bringing back into America and buying up many of our corporations, certainly, and buying up certainly of our natural resources. And Melody Cederstrom, I want your take on what's going on today.
Well, thank you. And it wasn't that long ago, it was just last July, that the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, he vowed that he would do whatever it takes to see that the euro gets through their debt crisis. And, of course, we all know that that means the throwing of the funds into their economies and everywhere it needs to go in order to keep things going. And they've done a nice job on the euro. The euro is certainly trading higher than what it has in the past 6, 8, 9 months. So that has worked. But it's all about the country's currencies, as they're all on fiat currencies, and they're all manipulated. And, of course, they like a little bit lower currency because that does help their trade. And I think they just basically take turns. It's orchestrated. I believe they all work in concert. It's all orchestrated because they all know, they all need to do their currency manipulation. And I think the countries support one another, and Lord only knows what agreements and promises that are made in the back rooms and all these G20, G8 meetings that just doesn't help anybody.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Our guest, Melody Cederstrom. Ladies and gentlemen, the world is on the edge of a financial collapse. Melody, you go right ahead.
So, you know, we continue to see the euro decline, I mean, the European countries decline. You have elections going on at the end of the month, I think both in Germany and Italy. And no one really is talking about France. They're having major, major problems. And they're ready to go into their economic crisis. And, you know, they were once had the same amount of trade as Germany. That's no longer the case. And everybody focused on Greece or Spain and Italy. And no one really paid much attention to France. But France will be a big problem. And it can certainly bring that European nation down. And so we'll have to see what how that comes out.
I certainly agree with you. And but of course, England, even though they're not part of the European currency, they're part of the European Union. And England is having terrible financial problems. At least this is what we hear. What do you hear?
It's all interconnected. I mean, you have a global slowdown. I mean, the world is in a recession. You have these countries, we have people, they don't have the funds, they've been hurt. The only ones that have pulled out of the financial crisis of the problems that we had in 07 and 08 has been the banks. I mean, those groups of folks, those groups of corporations, they've all been protected. And it's the people of the countries that hurt the most. Most of the European people didn't even want the euro. It made everything more expensive for them. They would be happy to go back to their own currencies, but that's not going to happen. I don't believe they're going to keep the euro. But so it's just not there that the countries are in decline. We're in a decline, and certainly it's going to continue. And I believe all of these countries are printing as much as they can to keep things going. So we're all in the same, basically, sinking boat. And they'll continue to try and inflate their way out of the problems, which makes it more and more difficult for the citizens. And they're being robbed. They're being robbed. Their purchasing power is declining. People don't understand that. They think as long as they see the numbers on their statements and they can still take their dollars to the store and buy something, they don't understand how they're being robbed through inflation.
And, Chris, the problem is that things could change literally overnight, and the whole financial house of cards could come down in a matter of a few weeks. We know that simply Venezuela has devalued their currency again. Argentina has not only devalued their currency, they have now wage and price controls. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let me tell you what's going on. Argentina is having a terrible problem. They've suddenly devalued their currency, and now, of course, they've had to impose wage and price controls. And, of course, you impose wage and price controls, you begin producing artificial shortages. And it's only a matter before the time before the wage and price controls collapse. They've been tried hundreds of times down to the last several thousand years, and they failed. They failed. Suddenly, in 300 A.D., in ancient Rome, when Diocletian imposed wage and price controls to try to suddenly stop the runaway inflation that was gripping Rome at that time. Well, it was simply another 150 years later when Rome simply collapsed, and the western segment of the Roman Empire suddenly went into chaos. But the eastern segment of the Roman Empire, the only thing Diocletian did of any significance was divide the Roman Empire into two parts, the western part and the eastern part. And we never talk about that. The eastern part centered in Constantinople. And the eastern part maintained a gold-backed currency, so they couldn't have all the luxuries of affluent money with nothing behind it. And suddenly the eastern part of the Roman Empire lasted until the 1400s, whereas, of course, the western part of the Roman Empire was destroyed in 476 A.D., and that was basically, you remember that it was 1776 America was formed. It was 476 A.D., of course, when Rome collapsed, but it was a large part because of their fact that they destroyed their currency, which is why the people who created America, one of the stipulations was that all of the state currencies were to be based upon gold and silver. At that time, the states issued money, but the Constitution required it to be backed by gold and silver, so that when suddenly Richard Nixon took us off the gold standard, he was violating the Constitution, and Richard Nixon knew that. But he was simply controlled by the Brotherhood of Darkness, the same people who controlled all of the subsequent presidents of the United States, and they certainly controlled Ronald Reagan, and they controlled suddenly George Herbert Walker Bush, and they controlled Bill Clinton, and they controlled George W. Bush, and they controlled suddenly Obama today. Remember, Obama is not the enemy. He is simply the man they push out in front, so you will not see the people behind the curtain who are pulling the strings. And when they pull the strings, why, Obama jumps. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Melody, why is the price of gold and silver down? It's been down here in the last couple of weeks rather dramatically.
I think to some degree everyone is scratching their heads, because we certainly have enough financial news in order to push gold to a lot higher prices. Of course, we can see the daily manipulations usually coming into the U.S. markets. Gold is always higher. And once they open our markets at 8:30, they just seem to reverse themselves. So we do know it's a matter of manipulation. And certainly in weeks that we see the, with the last night's speech with Obama, and of course you had a G20 meeting this week in Russia, you always have a tendency to have greater stock market prices and lower gold prices. It happens every holiday. It happens every meeting. And it's like clockwork. And so it's very difficult to see short-term gold prices. I think we're looking at a good price here. We seem to stabilize here between, you know, 1650 to 17. It has a hard time getting over at 1700. But I believe once it closes up above 1700 this time, I believe it's ready to take off. It's just been suppressed too long. And you have to remember, gold is always the canary in the mine. It's when you have higher gold prices, it tells people exactly what's going on. It tells people that things are not right, that people are fleeing to gold as a safe haven. I think right now a little bit of greed has outpaced that fear factor. As you see the stock market going up to 14,000, and of course we all know, if you look back 5 years, it's only matching its highs. It's really done nothing. It's been a very poor performer, but it's a great way in order to make the people feel good. And we've certainly seen individual investors' money flow into the market after the first of the year. And you know, I think they're just afraid of missing the bandwagon. So a big mistake, as we see so many other people pull out of the stock market, but you have insiders that are bailing out of the stock market.
And I think that's so interesting. Apparently George Soros is selling his stocks and going into gold and silver. John Paulson, who heads the largest hedge fund in America, I mean, he made countless billions of dollars suddenly when the market collapsed back in 2008. And what's he doing? He's pulling out of stocks and he's going into gold and silver. And certainly, of course, we have Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett is selling his stocks frantically. We don't know what he's investing in, but he's getting out of all the major stocks he had. And basically, of course, all you need to do is go back to 2007, and they say, you know, oh, isn't it wonderful? The stock market's up within just a few points of where we were in 2007, and people have forgotten what happened after we reached over 14,000 in 2007. The market started to drop. And it continued dropping until we got to 2008. And then suddenly in one day, it dropped almost 600 points. Almost 600 points. And suddenly just wiped out so many people who were in the market at that time. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And there's an effort to try to talk people into going into the stock market. I'm not a financial advisor, ladies and gentlemen, but if I were you, I would not be going into the stock market. Why? Because I think it's going to fall. I don't know when it is, whether it'll be, we'll get up to 1,500 or 1,600. but eventually, or 15 to 16,000 on the Dow. But whatever it is, whatever goes up, well, whatever goes up is going to come down. And when it comes down, I think it's going to trap an awful lot of people. The whole idea of the stock market is, how do you get the money away from the people? The average individual has no business being in the stock market unless, of course, they have some other source of information. But unfortunately, why, of course, an awful lot of people who actually get into the stock market, they think they're going to make a fortune. I mean, I've been around. I've done all of these things, and I can tell you that most people good in the stock market are going to lose money if they're going in and out trying to speculate it. And many of the old-time stocks, I think, are going to really fall out before this is over. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. And our guest is Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. Let's go to Mike, who's calling us from Scotts Valley. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. Hi, Mike.
How's it going?
Going fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a question. In last night's State of the Union address, President Obama mentioned about wanting to raise the minimum wage to $9 an hour. And was discussing this with a coworker today. He was saying, well, maybe he was mentioning that as something for the Republicans to, basically kind of win their point on that. But I wanted to ask Melanie what she thought of the ramifications of the minimum wage going up to $9 an hour for the small business owners, and in the current economic situation, what kind of ramifications, if that does happen, it would have for small business.
All right, Melody, what do you think about this effort to mandate raising or try to get the minimum wage raised, I think, from $7.20 an hour? I think it wants to go to $9 an hour. Is that a good or bad idea for the federal government to set the wages, the minimum wage?
I believe people who run a business should be able to set the wages. But I believe this $9 minimum wage, I think it's a lot bigger picture than just focusing on that. I think, you know, it comes along at the same time with the trying to legalize the illegal immigrants. And therefore, these corporations, they don't have to hire the people they've laid off. They can come in and fill them in with these new legal immigrants and supply them with jobs, so they'll pay them a little bit more wage. But raising the minimum wage, what's it really going to do to folks? It's certainly not keeping up with the rate of inflation. They're not going to be able to buy anything more. It's not really going to help the economy in any way. I mean, what can they really do for the amount that is being wiped out with inflation? They're not going to be any better off. The only ones that are going to be better off are the corporations. Just like this morning, Caterpillar, the CEO was bragging about how they're creating jobs. They're not creating jobs. They laid off people back in September and October, and they're only bringing a small portion of them and putting them back to work. They're not creating jobs, but they do that. They don't have to pay their pensions. They don't have to, and it all comes down to the retirement. They're not going to give them full-time jobs. So, again, there's so much distortions and just flat-out lies on exactly what all these programs will really do. And it makes it sound great. Hey, it makes it sound like he's really trying to do something. But is it really? Absolutely not.
Let me just intervene here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But Obama talks about, oh, we're going to help the people, we're going to raise the minimum wage. But, of course, that means, of course, that some people who are not worth $9 an hour aren't going to be able to get a job. Well, maybe they're only worth $7 an hour, but even more than that. Basically, what Obama has done with Obamacare is say that employers would be far better off simply to cut their number of employees suddenly back to less than if they have more than 50 employees, why they have to have Obamacare that's going to cost them tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in many instances. And then, of course, if they have Obamacare, why, of course, if people work certainly more than three 30 hours a week. Why? Because they have to have it. So they'll cut them back to less than 30 hours a week. Everything they do makes it worse. Go right ahead, Mike.
Well, one last thing on a little different front. Obama mentioned the topic of...
What, Mike?
Climate change.
Right.
And he phrased it in a way that was so subdued. I mean, it was the minimal he could say, climate change. A lot of the public doesn't even know what that is. But he said that if Congress wouldn't get something together, that he would, by executive order, push legislation through by executive order. What do you think the financial ramifications of that cost will be?
Well, what are your thoughts, Sister Melody? Is any of that Obama certainly controlling climate change by executive order?
Well, he's pushed the climate change so he can get all these companies going for green, pushing the green agenda, and money being funneled in for R&D, and so again, it's just more government money, government spending. That won't help anyone. And yes, he will probably push something through, but I don't see what it's going to do, but put our government more in debt, put this nation more in debt.
I think, Mike, what you have to understand is that this whole idea of climate change and the fact that we have global warming is all a lie. The real thing is they want to use the so-called threat to the environment to justify changing the way we live. They want to actually to cut back on the, or force the people to cut back on the use of electricity. They're actually massively increasing the cost of electricity here in the United States. Basically, over in India recently, they announced to the people in the small villages that for 20 cents a week, they would now provide them with electricity. If they want electricity, 20 cents a week. And what are they doing here in the United States? They're raising our rates up to $200 or $300 a month for the average home, and that is going to be catastrophic. So they say one thing, they really have another agenda. They want to get us out of our cars. That's another part of climate control. They want to get us onto trains. They want to do away with cars and get us onto high-speed trains. That may work well in a small country like Switzerland, but it's not going to work in a state like California, where you've got simply these long distances to go. It works in Japan. It's not going to work here. These people have a whole different world. All of this is really aimed at lowering the living standards of the American people. In my estimation, that's what it's really all about. But Barack Hussein Obama is not going to come out and say that.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the response. I'll keep listening.
God bless. Thanks very much. And of course, so what are your thoughts on that, Melody? Would you agree or disagree with what I had to say?
No, absolutely. I agree. And the power, every month I get a notice from my power company telling me that I'm using more power than my neighbor. I write him back and said, so what? I pay for it. It's none of your business. And, they poke their noses where they don't belong, and it is. They're going to continue to raise power. They're going to regulate it, and you'll only be allowed so much. Instead of really, truly fixing the infrastructure of this country, the infrastructure of this country is so decayed. It hasn't been worked on. It hasn't been fixed. And certainly no one coming out of Washington has any ideas of how to do it. Their only any ideas that come out of Washington is going to help their own pocket.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening, Melody Cedarstrom, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, let us know. But ladies and gentlemen, they keep telling you that things are getting better. I mean, Barack Obama is telling us things are getting better. Oh, maybe not quite as much as we'd like, but they're getting better. And ladies and gentlemen, they're not getting better. Basically, we have never gotten out of the recession. The only way that they can come up with the figures that they do, well, the old adage is figures don't lie, but liars can sure figure. And basically, of course, they will tell us that the I said, we know that the economy is improving because the gross domestic product, GDP, is increasing. And, well, of course, it's been running 2 or 3%. In the last quarter, it was actually down 0.1%. But what they never tell you is when they determine the gross domestic product, they have to use the rate of inflation and then subtract that. When, of course, they're using a rate of inflation of 2% where the inflation rate is really 8 or 9%. So basically, we're going behind and the GDP has been falling and has not been improving. It hasn't improved and got back to neutral for a long period of time. And basically, of course, we have a massive trade deficit. And of course, Japan and China and countries throughout the world are collecting dollars. When those dollars come flooding back into America, there's going to be catastrophic events result. And it's going to be going to destroy the value of our currency. If you destroy the value of your currency, of your pension fund, of your bonds, of your savings, of your insurance policies, what are the American people going to do? Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. But if you have a question or comment, give us a call. Melody, what's going to happen to the American people when they because they are intent upon destroying the value of our currency? What's going to happen to the average individual? What's going to happen to the retired individual who's worked all of his life and has his money invested in bonds or in stocks or certainly in government investments of one sort or another? What's going to happen to them?
Well, they're going to lose a very large part of it. And unfortunately, I believe that whether the government will be there to help them or not, that's where they're going to turn to. And I'll guarantee you that's what the government is also betting on. That's one way that they can control the masses is, they'll be there to help. But people really need to take control of their finances. Things are not getting better. They can't get better. They won't get better. If you don't take care of your finances, your retirement plans, private pension plans through these huge companies and corporations, they're so underfunded. You don't hear anybody talking about that. I mean, the S&P, I was reading some numbers from about 6 months ago. I mean, only 18 of 500 companies are fully funded out of 500 companies. I mean, that's incredible. And so many of them are so underfunded that they're trying to make payments back to them. I saw one company, made like a $5 billion payment into the pension fund, but they have no intention of paying it and fulfilling those obligations that they have to these people. So if you're betting on your retirement, you're betting on your pension plan with your company, it's not any more protected than being in the stock market. So many of those pension funds are tied to stocks for a very long time, like 65% of those pension funds were tied to the stock market. And I can't see the stock market being much better than what it is right now. If we have inflation, some people say that you're going to see it go up with inflation. I don't think you're going to see that this time because you're going to have all these corporations that will really be impacted this time around. It isn't the same as it was in 2007 and 8 where they were able to plug the hole and bring that stock market back from 6,000. It's a totally different world. We are so far in debt. They have no plan of paying off our debt. It will default. We don't know how it's going to default or when it's going to default. It will default, period.
And the government's looking for additional sources of information. And what are they talking about? Well, they're talking about taking over the private pension funds, the 401k plans, the other IRAs, the other plans, saying, well, the average individual really isn't sophisticated enough to know how to invest their money. So we will take it and we will give them a guaranteed income. But ladies and gentlemen, the government doesn't have any money to pay that guaranteed income. And basically, of course, they're desperate to get the money. That's why they took all the money out of the Social Security Fund. There's nothing in the Social Security Fund other than Treasury bonds. And the government doesn't have the money to buy the Treasury bonds, to actually pay off the Treasury bonds. That is why the Federal Reserve has to start creating money. And they're buying $45 billion of Treasury bonds every month so that the Treasury can pay its Social Security and Medicare obligations because the money's been stolen. Give us a call at Radio Liberty.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. Beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountains to the prairie to the ocean white with gold. God bless America, my home sweet. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest this evening, Melody Cedarstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. And if you'd like to give us a call, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we've got Bill calling from Tri-Cities. Bill, does he have a question or comment for our guest?
It's related to drones. Is that a suitable question for this hour?
No, it really isn't. We want to stay pretty much with finances. And so, but I appreciate it. Basically, you should have called in the earlier hour because I think there's a lot to say about drones. But why don't you call us next Wednesday and we'll have an open line the first hour, okay?
Okay, I didn't think up anything financial, so yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, God bless and thanks for calling, Bill, and keep right on listening. And we'll give us a call next week, the first hour, okay, on Wednesday evening.
Okay.
God bless. Okay, fine. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Melody Cedarstrom, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, why they should get in touch with you, and why they should be trying to get at least part of their savings into something that has inherent value rather than the fiat money system or the worthless pensions or or suddenly insurance policies or bonds, because as they destroy the value of our currency, anything denominated in dollars is going to be destroyed. And this has happened time and again. People who are not knowledgeable of what's going on lose their shirts, and that's why John Paulson, the largest hedge fund manager in the country, is buying gold and silver assets and assets related to mining. That is why George Soros suddenly is selling most of his stocks, and everything suggests he's going into gold. And we know that certainly Warren Buffett is selling his stocks. We don't know what he's investing in, but I'm sure that he understands the stability of currencies. And of course, when the stability of a currency is destroyed, then anybody who is invested in anything that's tied to that currency will lose what they have. Melody, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you.
Well, they can give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. It's toll-free at 1-800-375-4188. They can visit the website at dgscoins.com. That's DGS for Discount Gold Silver Coins, coins.com. And they can sign up for our weekly newsletter and our daily radio program. We did have a little bit of a technical problem today for a radio program, but the archives are there, and they're free to listen to, so they can go there and listen to the program. One of my buyers just got back from Germany. They just got back from Germany, and they said they couldn't believe the amount of gold buying that has gone over there, that is going on over there. He says the Germans are scooping up all the gold coins that they can. The frenzy of buying gold in Germany, they were actually a little shocked because they were comparing it to our softness here in the States. They were surprised to see that type of demand in Germany. So folks around the world, they know what's going on, and they know what's going to happen, and they know how to protect their purchasing power. And a lot of folks are going to lose if they don't do something about it. And so that's why people really need to buy gold and silver.
Of course, the Germans understand, basically, they know what happened following the First World War. They know what happened, certainly, in the 1930s. They know what happened to Germany following the Second World War. They understand that this is simply a paper money, and once that simply, politicians just print more and more and more of it, and initially it produces tremendous prosperity. And we've had wonderful prosperity starting about 1982, and suddenly a few ups and downs, but we've done very well until, of course, 2007, when the market peaked out, and then, of course, it collapsed, and now it's coming back again. It's almost to where it was in 2007 again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know anything about charts, that's a head and shoulder formation, and believe me, certainly next time, why it's going to be catastrophic, I fear. And an awful lot of people are going to get caught in this thing. Only there's not going to be another bounce back, I fear, at least not probably during my lifetime. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. China is the largest gold producer in the world. And what are they doing? They're massively importing gold. And the Chinese people are buying gold, and they're being encouraged to buy gold. In India, of course, they had to actually put a very high tax on gold, because so many people that were buying it, now they're buying silver, but they're smuggling a lot of gold into India today. And people throughout the world understand what happens when you undermine the currencies. But because of the degree of control over the media in America today and the media outlets and the degree of control in our universities, most people really don't understand what's going on. There are a few people who do. They're out there in the front lines shouting, and most people will never hear them. Would you agree with that, Melody? And get our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, if you'd like to talk to Melody about what's going on, about the precarious situation that our monetary system is in, and what is going to happen with this whole thing, not if, but when it collapses, there is no incidence in all history where a fiat money system has not eventually collapsed. And with that, of course, why the vast majority of the people are impoverished. Go right ahead, Melody.
I had just ordered a book, excuse me, and it's, I haven't had the opportunity to read it yet. I haven't received it yet. It's The Theory of Capitalism and Socialism. And in this book, it goes and describes the principles of government and how they do try and control they control education, they control communication, they control the money, and they control the security. And we can see that this is exactly what is happening, what has happened, and what our government is doing. They do control these four institutions. And I found this very interesting because I could really relate to it and see that that's how they've done this. And they need to control the population. It's a matter of controlling the population, and they do so in these four categories. I think folks have been fooled into thinking that they were able to bring the stock market back from 6,000, that they probably feel a little secure, thinking that, oh, well, if it goes down again, it'll just come back again. And that is probably the worst thought that folks can subscribe to. It won't come back. There will come a day where it won't come back. The NASDAQ peaked out in 2000 at 5,000, in the year 2000 at 5,000, and it's never made its way back to 5,000 again. And that's where a lot of your people were at. People never regained their funds from that crash, the dot-com crash back in 2000. So a lot of folks get hurt, but you don't hear about them. You only hear about the great turnaround and the comeback of the stock market. But if you listen closely enough and if you watch these programs, I don't watch these programs to learn about the markets. I watch these programs because they will tell you. And you can see, if you listen, you can read between the lines, and you can learn a lot of different things. And you can find out what the intent and what they really believe is going to happen. So if you're willing to listen, you can find out a lot. And you can hear the lies, and you can hear the lies from these mainstream media financial programs. But so we have a difficult road ahead of us, and there is a day of reckoning. No one knows. There's been predictions day in and day out of when these things are going to happen, and they're all wrong. There's predictions of gold dropping to 750 to 1,000. They're wrong. There's predictions and people telling you, don't buy gold, it's not good, and you won't be able to sell it. You in silver, you won't be able to sell your silver, and nobody will be, and, you know, it's just plain propaganda and crazy talk. The only thing that will get people through, I think we will all be affected somehow, some way, and I believe the best thing that folks can do is to take part of your wealth and get it into gold and silver. And silver is a wonderful vehicle in order to do any type of purchasing and bartering that you might find. The 90% silver is a wonderful way. It's coming back onto the market. Premiums are still a little high, but they've dropped drastically in the past couple of weeks. And the 90% silver is the quarters, dimes, and 50-cent pieces. And you don't need to buy uncirculated 90% silver. It defeats your whole purpose for buying 90% silver, because that is the most cost-effective way to buy your silver. Plus, you're getting constitutional legal tender money that you could spend if you, in an extreme emergency. You don't want to, but in that extreme emergency, you could if you had to. So you're sort of defeating your purpose if you buy uncirculated. On the other hand, you don't want something where you can barely see the date. You know, you want some good quality. You don't have to get the top of the line. You want to go right into the middle of the 90% quality. You know, it's just, to me, I explain to my customers, Dr. Stan, like it's like buying an appliance. You know, most people don't buy the least expensive. Most people don't buy the most expensive. You get your best value. You get your best resale value, the best performance in the middle of the group. And that's how I approach a lot of our coins that we sell.
Well, once again, let's get your telephone number and your web page out there for our listeners. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Go ahead.
Our telephone number is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And the website is dgscoins.com. That is dgscoins.com. We're very competitive in our pricing. I'm sure if folks looked long and hard enough, they might be able to find someone a little bit lower. But I'll guarantee you they don't put their funds back into programs to help educate people. And there are differences between local corner stores versus someone like myself. Even online dealers anymore are a new breed of business for gold and silver. But we're very competitive. I can usually beat all prices on the internet and prices within my venue of national dealers. And local dealers are a little bit different. They don't buy their product from wholesalers. They get their product from the guy who, you know, inherited some coins from his grandmother and he needs to go in and sell a few. They will usually low bid those coins because they have to put them in a display case. It could sit there for months, it could sit there for 2 days, or it could be there for an hour. And so they have to take that into consideration. And sometimes those prices, because they buy them so much lower, they can sell them for a little bit lower, but they usually don't have the volume. They can't do quantity. They usually only have, again, what's in the display case.
Well, basically, what about certainly getting almost uncirculated, the so-called AU gold coins. What about getting the MI6 or MS6, something like that? They have these very six. They have 60 and 61 and 62 and 63 and 64 and 65. What do all those things represent?
Well, it's what's suitable. And in fact, I had a discussion with a gentleman this week, and he was looking for XF. And we had quoted them AUs, and there was a little bit of a price difference. And when you're, and again, I usually the price difference is so small, you can have a change when people are comparing prices. You can have drops in market that can have a major effect on coin prices, you know. And then they understand that, well, gee, this price was that at that time it was this price, and now it's this. Well, the market dropped. That's why. But when you're going into the older pre-33 coins, you have a varying degree of quality of coins. You have coins that are circulated and coins that are not circulated, coins that were never placed in circulation.
And then what is AU? That's almost uncirculated.
That's almost uncirculated, about uncirculated. So you have a nice, very distinct coin, a nice coin, high quality, but you're not going into the mint state coin. When you're looking at the bigger coins, the $20 gold pieces, at this point in time, I don't see any reason to purchase those because there's only a $50 difference between a circulated and an uncirculated. With the uncirculated, you get a little bit better guarantee. You get a guarantee. So you get some additional benefits for that $50, and I think it's well worth it to go from a circulated to an uncirculated. When you get to the smaller coins, as you go down in the size of your gold, the more you're going to pay. So there's a big spread between a circulated $5 Liberty and a mint state $5 Liberty. It can be up to if you take four of them for the same amount of gold that's in a $20 gold piece, you could be looking at a $400 or $500 spread. That's significant. So it's okay to get the circulated coin for that purpose. I love the small fractional $5 Liberties, the $5 Indians. I think they're great ways to pick up some small fractional pieces, along with your modern issue coins, too. You can buy some fractional modern issue coins. But just remember, the smaller you go in the size of your gold, the more you're going to pay.
Well, of course, the thing is that, of course, gold is expensive as it is. You have a $20 gold piece. Mm-hmm. They bring in about $1,600. You need something a little smaller than that if you're going to be using this for barter or for trade. And that is the advantage, either it's the small gold coins or the silver, isn't it?
Absolutely. Small pieces are great for barter and purchase, and so is silver. That's why I love the 90% silver, stay with the legal tender. I mean, we sell lots of bars and silver rounds. Again, it's what's suitable for folks if they're looking to save some money and just buy silver for the investment. They're not so much worried about barter or trade, they're just buying it for the investment. Then rounds is a great way to go into it, to go into. So it really depends a lot on people's investment objective, why they, what they're trying to accomplish. And that's why we try to, and that's where folks should be diversified in their portfolio. I believe first and foremost, people need to preserve their purchasing power. Then we work with bartering and buying things. And if you're a small, if you have a small budget, it's very important to just, you're not going to worry about investment. You're going to worry about your purchasing and your bartering materials.
Well, basically, of course, are most of the people actually then buying predominantly gold or predominantly silver? Which is the one that you sell the most of?
I don't think I sell the most of either. I again, we sell what's suitable for folks. I don't push one type of a product because to me that's just pitching people to sell something. I really try to listen to the folks and try to match coins up to what they want. And so I think we sell probably an equal amount of both.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Melody, we're done with another program here. Do you have a parting thought? And then I'll let you go because I know it's late back there and you probably want to get to bed.
Folks just got to really not pay attention to the news that is that we're in a recovery. And I do believe the day of reckoning, we're getting closer and closer. I think March is going to be a tough month coming up into April. We'll have to see. It's amazing what they can pull out of their hats to keep things. They have a lot of power. They have an unlimited printing press. They have the power of the media in order to promote and keep things going. But in the meantime, it doesn't matter how good they say the recovery is, people are still losing against inflation. Things are getting more and more expensive. Your dollars are buying less and less. And the only way that I see that you can prevent that from happening and to protect yourself is by going into gold and silver.
I agree with you. God bless you, Melody. We'll talk to you later. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Dr.
Good Dan. Night.
Good night. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and the end of the program is almost at hand. I need to remind you that on the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of March, I'm going to be at the Health Expo, the Freedom Health Expo, or Health Freedom Expo, and it's going to be held at the Long Beach Convention Center. The
Freedom Health her Health Freedom Expo at the Long Beach Convention Center. I'll be having a booth there on the 1st and the 2nd, and then on the 3rd. Why, of course, I'll be speaking at 11 o'clock in the morning. If you're down that area, give us a call. We'd love to see you. And then, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our monthly newsletter and our 4 best tapes or CDs of the month, or if you'd like to subscribe to our newsletter, or simply you'd like to get the various items that we talk about here, we have all sorts of books. We have all sorts of tape sets and CD sets and videos and DVDs that will help you to understand what's going on. And certainly if you haven't heard the latest 4-CD set on geoengineering, the latest 4-CD set on the danger of an EMP attack, electromagnetic pulse attack, both of those are available from Radio Liberty by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, remember, we do have a lot of other products we carry. If you like spices on your food, if you like to dress your food up, we're carrying a line of spices now. We've used these for 20 years. We're carrying 8 products we get, and we think they're all excellent, and we've used all of them ourselves. And so if you'd like more information, call us at 1-800-544-8927. We have certainly a selection of health products, whether it be magnesium, which most people are deficient in, or selenium, or certainly having various types of minerals, vitamin D3. Most people certainly are not getting enough vitamin D or vitamin C. You need all of these supplements, and if you'd like to get a list of our products, you can either go up to our website or call us at 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one free of charge. We want you to get the information, and we want you to, of course, if you can help us get the products out, we carry Miracle 2 soap products, and I wouldn't be without Miracle 2 soap. I've used it for years, and of course, we carry the Miracle 2 gel. Then, of course, we actually carry other items specifically. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. We carry the Berkey products, the water filters, and everybody needs to have one at the present time, because if there could be a cataclysmic event, why? Because you wouldn't be able to have access to water unless you could, of course, boil it. Well, of course, these filters are made. They work very, very well. If you want to get the fluoride out of your water, they do. Or certainly if you want to make sure that your water is clean, it'll take the fluoride and the if you get the special fluoride filters. But you need to have, certainly we have several of the Berkey water filters. We think it's a great product. And there are all these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But of course, if you are in a position to help Radio Liberty, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help us with donations or certainly getting the things from us, because a lot of people I know are having serious financial problems, why, of course, we ask you to pray for our Radio Liberty, to pray for our provision and our protection, because a lot of the people we've talked to, some of them disappeared. We have a 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins. That's the title, Deadly Assassins. And we interview 2 government assassins paid by the government to kill people. One of the 2 men is dead. The other one has disappeared. And then, of course, we interview also in that 4-CD set the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General George Patton at the end of the Second World War. And we carry the book Target Patton. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they kill our generals just like they destroyed General Petraeus, a 4-star army general here recently. Not that he hadn't done something wrong. He was having an affair, but they knew about it for a long time. And they announced it right after the election so nobody would question the fact that the election was stolen. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a
radio show. It is 13 February. It is Wednesday. 2013 is the year. And another night of posturing was held last night. The pomp and circumstance of the presidency of the United States, the in front of the curtain drama was held last night, or whatever you want to call it. The excitement, the attention was all on the alleged president of the United States, or was it? Not really. It was kind of on what was happening in California. Did you notice that? I mean, headline news for CNN is reporting on what's happening with Dorner in the cabin. Allegedly Dorner in the alleged cabin. That story has taken a strange turn also. The posturing of the presidency, the pomp and circumstance to let you think that this is so real. The drama.